Let's talk about good effing sex. You know what that is to me? That is when my partner and me come at the same time. That really is the top of the mountain for me. And I think that's because it rarely happens. And that's because there's an orgasm gap. Women take a little bit longer to come than guys. It's just a fact. But I have a solution for you, and that is Promescence Delay Spray. Their delay spray is not just for guys with PE, okay? It is for any guy who wants to last longer in bed without having to worry about lasting longer in bed. And that's because it's not going to numb you out, and it's not going to transfer to your partner. And for your partner, they have a whole line of women's products. I recommend their warming gel. They also have lube and condoms, and they sell supplements called Vitaflux that are going to make you and your partner hornier. I had a guest on recently who talked about Vitaflux and how her guy was taking it and he got all horned up. Okay. So listen, not only does her guy and I recommend Promescent, over 2,000 medical professionals recommend Promescent too. So go get yourself some. And for listeners of this show, you're going to get 15% off your whole order. So order up, okay, when you do or place your order, because you're going to get 15% off anything. All you got to do is go to promescent.com/strictlyanon to get 15% off your whole order. That's promescent.com/strictlyanon, or just go to the description, click on the link, and 15% is going to be automatically applied at checkout.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand, you can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous Podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. I don't know why I always sing that. If you haven't followed me on the podcast app that you're listening to me on, make sure to follow me. And if you can, give me a review or give me 5 stars on the app that you're on. Do it. That kind of shit really helps the show. What's really exciting now that I love is that Spotify has polls that I get to create for every episode, and they have questions that I could put out there and people get to comment on the episodes. I love interacting with my listeners about what I'm talking about on the episode. So make sure to comment. I get so excited when I get a comment. If you leave a rude comment about me or my guests, of course I'm not going to air it, okay? I get the option to post it or not. And I also can't post dirty ones that are flagged by Spotify. So if you leave a comment, make sure to keep it clean and keep it nice, okay? But anyway, if you want to be on the show, it's called Strictly Anonymous because I change everybody's voices. I change everybody's names. If you have a naughty, interesting story that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, I'd love to also have you on my show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on be on the show. If you have a naughty confession that you want to be aired on an episode, I now do naughty confession episodes. I do one a week. You could call my confessions hotline. You could call that number 24/7, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. I think you get 4 minutes to leave a message. If you need longer, just call back. I change the voices on them. I edit them together. You could call that number anytime you want. All of those anonymous confessions, even if they're not aired on an episode, or aired on my Patreon. And my Patreon is a really fun community. I have over 2,000 people on there. If you join for only $5 a month, you get all of my episodes early and ad-free. I do questions and answers and polls and stuff over there as well. I post all the anonymous confessions there. And I also post all the anonymous sexy pics of all of my guests all over there. And you also get access to my private Discord where people are allowed to post whatever they want. I don't get involved in the X-rated stuff, but people want to post stuff like that and they get to over on my Discord. So to get access for my Discord and get all the other stuff that I talked about, you got to join my Patreons. Patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. It's literally just $5 a month and I feel like you get a lot for that. So all of the links and the emails and the numbers and the websites and all that shit I just talked about are in the description, so you don't have to worry about writing it down. Okay, so today I have on Jana Smith. I love Jana Smith. I don't even have to change her voice because she's out and proud. And what I love about her, she just sounds like such a normal vanilla woman. And she was. She was married, had a daughter, but was in a sexless marriage. And when she got divorced, she started to like regular date. And then she found out it wasn't that exciting, wasn't really looking for a relationship. So she went on to an adult website and she wound up having all kinds of experiences, from hooking up with random guys to couples to going to a sex party to hooking up with two guys, all of the above, and then some. Okay. And she explored it all and she talks all about it on this episode. When she did write the book, she wrote a book about all of her experiences, happy endings. She did wind up with a happy ending. She talks about how she met her guy. She met him on the adult website and she's been with him ever since, many, many years. So you're going to hear her whole story, lots of details of all of her hot experiences, as well as what she learned from them and why she went on that exploration and what she got out of it and why she decided to write a book on it. Like I said, it's called Happy Endings. I will put a link to the book in the description if you want to hear way more details. You're going to get that in the book. She's great. You're going to love her story. I got a picture of her over on my Patreon if you want to see her. But anyway, I'm going to be right back on with Jana.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Hi, Jana Smith. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. So listen, Jana, you have a book. It just came out called Happy Endings, which I think is a great title because it's like kind of like a double entendre, right? Like you did have a happy ending. You were a divorced woman who went back out on the market, tried to start dating the regular way, the vanilla way. And when that was like not that great, you decided to go on AFF, which is Adult Friend Finders, and you wound up having a lot of happy endings, I'm assuming. I was asking you before we taped, did you wind up hooking up with couples or did you wind up hooking up with men or did you wind up hooking up with women or was it all of the above? And you're like, all of the above. I was like, okay, great. Let's start taping. So you do have a book about this whole story. We're going to get the story here, but we're also going to put a link to your book. It's called Happy Endings, which is like the detail, long-winded story. Yes. All of these things that we're going to be talking about here. But let's go back to like your marriage and your divorce and like where this story kind of started.
Yeah, of course. I talk briefly about the marriage in the book. 5 years I was married. We had a daughter. So she was 4 at the time of the divorce. Mm-hmm. So really, it was one of those marriages that everybody kind of, not everybody, but everybody I feel like gets into where you're middle of the road, 2 SUVs, dinner every night, you do things for the kid, you're doing, and sex becomes non-existent. So it pretty soon it's 3 months has gone by and nothing. And you're gaining weight and you're doing all this stuff. You're just becoming a blob is what I kind of paint the picture
of. It's
very
true. And it's very common. Anyone could understand for sure.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And so I was early 30s at the time. And coming into my sexual peak, so you read, men do it in their 18, 19, women do it mid-30s, 1 to 40. And I was like, this isn't working for me. So over and over, I asked my then husband, throw me on the floor when I get home from work, or let's do it all night long, or let's do different positions. And he wasn't into it.
That's interesting. Normally it's the woman that kind of loses touch with that part of herself and the guy is pushing. But here it was like role reversal and he just wasn't down.
It was. And you know what? I think sometimes women don't explore that sexual side. They're just like, they put it down and they focus on the kids. But I was like, I want a sex life. I want to be satisfied. And
how old were you at the time?
So I was mid-30s, and honestly, he was 20 years older than me.
Oh, okay.
So that has a lot to do with it,
For
I
sure.
think. So he was older and we had agreed on a baby, but he had already done that a long time ago. So his son was practically my age. So I think he was just tired. So nothing against him, but it just, I thought we could go through life and not argue a lot. It was, we did the normal thing and went through the day and worked and did all that, but then no sex at night. And I was like, I just, could I go through life doing that?
No, and let me just tell you, when you were gonna 5 years later or 10 years later, when you hit perimenopause, you're gonna need even more sex. Okay, it just gets worse and worse for women right before it goes away. So trust me, you were gonna dump him eventually.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just was really honest with him, and I think that's the important part of getting a divorce, right? Try, and if you can't, don't stay in the marriage for the kids because ultimately you're going to be miserable.
Yeah.
So I told him it's done. That was probably one of the lowest points of my life, right? So I want to connect with women that do go through a divorce that, yeah, it's awful. It's like a death happened. You're with this person all the time and now you're not. And how do you make it on your own? And blah, 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 all that stuff that we wonder and we don't leave someone for. So finally we called it quits and I moved out. Actually, he stayed in the house and I brought my daughter with me and we had joint custody, so that was great. So, but then I realized there's a lot of time that she's with her dad. What do I do?
Yeah.
So I worked a busy life too. I was, still am, a hospitality executive. So I have a very busy role, my normal role. But I definitely thought my sexual peak was near, and I had always been vanilla, always through college, through everything. None of my friends were crazy sexual, so I thought to be in the norm, I need to be vanilla, right? Just have a boy, sleep with the boy, and call it good. But I think everyone gets the thought of, you read the steamy romance novels, you see porn at some time, and you're like, huh, that looks kind of exciting, or that looks gross, whatever you want to make the decision on. But it enters your mind, what would it be like to be with a woman? What would it be like to be with three guys at once? And
Yeah.
just nobody acts on it and nobody talks about it. So then you're like dirty girl if you talk about it. So those thoughts really started to enter my brain more and more. Hey, I should just explore my sexual fantasies and date. And I wasn't ready for a relationship, obviously just getting out of a divorce, but I was like, let's lift this up to the best of my ability.
Now, listen, everyone, I totally understand that having super hot, open, and free sexual experiences is important to you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to my show. I get it. The best type of sex is liberating and worry-free, the kind where you just lose yourself in another person without any concerns, including the risk of contracting an STI. And that's why I'm super excited to introduce the latest and greatest innovation in sexual health, DoxyPep. DoxyPep is a low-dose prescription antibiotic taken after unprotected sex, including unprotected oral sex. It acts as like a morning after pill for STIs. Studies have demonstrated that it reduces the likelihood of contracting syphilis and chlamydia by 80%, as well as gonorrhea by 60%. And the good news is, I know just where you can get DoxyPep, and that is at the sex positive company Shameless Care. Shameless Care is offering DoxyPep for just $109 per year. It is not a subscription, so there's nothing to cancel. It's just one payment of $109, and that gets you 15 doses, which is a full year's supply of medication. To obtain DoxyPep today and take charge of your sexual health, please visit shamelesscare.com/strictly. That's shamelesscare.com/strictly to get your DoxyPep, or just go to the description and click on the link. Good news. Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description. Yeah.
So I ventured on to, it was just when, this is back when flip phones, right? No, I, so online dating was still fairly new, and it was not dorky, but like a little, what's the word? Kind of black market. Nobody did online dating that much. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this and not tell anyone. It's my secret. So I went online when my daughter was with her dad and went to match.com, bless their hearts. And, you know, everybody's like, I'm looking for the one, I'm looking for my soulmate. And that just wasn't anywhere what I was looking for. I was looking to sow some oats. I hadn't been laid in like a year.
Yeah.
And I was a horny woman.
Okay.
Right? So you just want to get laid. You want to get thrown down. And yeah. So I Googled like adult websites because I didn't know any. This is how vanilla I was. And Adult Friend Finder popped up, which now I know people are very familiar with, and or AFF for short. And I logged on and was immediately blown away by the website. Every picture, it's a different world than match.com. I will just say that, right?
Yeah, but it sounds like it was the perfect place for you. Everyone's kind of looking for the same thing.
Totally, right? So it wasn't like the small talk when you started even texting or calling with someone. It was right to the point because that's what you're advertising on there. You're advertising any different kind of sexual act is on there pretty much.
Yeah.
So it's like a candy store. You just pick what you want. And so anyways, I decided I would try this, give it a try and make a profile. I put my picture on there, which is funny because this is me being very real and raw. Like I had no sexy photos on my phone. I've never really taken sexy photos of myself. I didn't know what to put in the profile, the paragraph that they give you to write. So it was Googling how to take a sexy photo of oneself, what to wear on these, what to say in the profile. So I just went for it. It was something about, I need experience. I need to be satisfied. And then come satisfy me. I'm ready to dip my toes in the pool, et cetera, et cetera. So I put a picture on there that really ended up not being sexy, but it is what it is. And the next morning I had 137 emails. Some were just dick pics. Some were face shots. Some were them in the act. Whatever you wanted. It was literally like a candy store. And so I started weeding through them. You get caught up online. You could be there for hours just looking through their responses. Some were just, there was a lot of, hey, I'm the best there's ever been, so choose me. And those always made me laugh because I'm like, shouldn't I be the judge of that? Should you be telling me you're the best? But okay. So I weeded through them and realized, hey, I can kind of have my pick of the litter. And I'm an average girl. I'm like, I paint the picture, I'm 5'4", about 150, like blonde hair, blue eyes. I think I'm okay looking, but I'm not a supermodel, right? But if you really do some research about the website, it is about 90% guys on AFF.
No, I know. When you said it's a kid, it could be a kid in a candy store. Only if you're a woman, not if you're a guy.
Yes. Yes, I talked to many men and they're like, no, this doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So went through every profile, grabbed a glass of wine, sat down. I was like, I'm just going to peruse what came in and see what piques my curiosity. So it really started from there. I found this profile of literally like a chiseled fireman in this profile picture on like his fireman pants and suspenders, but no top on.
Mm-hmm.
And just ripped muscles. And I was like, well, why not? Why not take the best of the best right off the bat? So I emailed him back, or you kind of chat online there. And he was like, let's meet. And I said, okay, I'm going to do this. And that's really where the journey started.
Mm-hmm.
I hooked up with him. I met him for actually, I was very safe in the process. I go through that. Of course, my daughter's with her dad. I don't meet at my house, all those fun things so you don't get chopped up into bits.
Yeah.
So I met at a public restaurant and like a bar, and we had cocktails, and he was as pretty as he really said, which was amazing. And there was sexual chemistry. And when we had chatted, we talked about what are you going to do to me? And what do you want to do to me? So we were really building that sexual chemistry. And so when you meet, it's like awesome because you don't have to talk about a relationship. You don't have to talk about anything. You're just like there for the sexual being of being there. So we had a couple drinks and we ended up fucking in the back of my car.
Oh my God.
I know.
Car sex is so funny to me for some reason. I don't know why, especially when it's with adults. Because it's typically cheaters. Cheaters are always cheating in cars.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, there was many a sexual experiences in cars during this.
Yeah, I love car sex. It's funny. How was it?
It was amazing. But it was everything. It was fast, though, right? I hadn't had sex in a year. I think it had probably been a little while for him. We really didn't go too much into his story, really either of our stories, because that's what it wasn't for. It was for just a hookup. And so it was pretty quick. It was pretty hot, just like writhing in the back of the seat, quick, okay, we both come kind of thing. So we agreed to meet up. Like, well, actually, I went home and I was like, does he text? Do I text? What is the rule here for AFF dates? And so later in the week, I heard from him and he's like, I had a great time. Do you want to do it again? And I had told myself, I don't want to like date a guy. I don't want to see him a ton, but we needed one more time. So I met him. He had me meet him at the fire station on our next date. And he took me on the fire engine and we hooked up on the truck.
So he was a real fireman.
He was a real fireman. Yes. You kind of worry about, are they just bullshitting you when they put this in their profile? But he was totally a real fireman. And he had talked about it on our first date. So when he had me meet him at the truck, I was like, no way this is happening. This is crazy. We walked onto the truck. And then the next thing I know, he was going down on me. And I was like lost in the moment. It was one of the hottest experiences ever that I've experienced. I had no clue if anybody was around, if anybody knew we were doing this. I never thought, what if there's a fire and they need the truck? Literally, we just, for about probably an hour, we got at it on the truck. It was amazing.
Okay. So what happens after that? So that's like a hookup with a guy. Not vanilla, but nothing out of the norm for you. It is the first guy since your husband, but when does it start to get into the crazy stuff like that? You start to do things you've never done before.
Sure. So we called it good. And so I went back to perusing new emails. Obviously, lots more emails had come in. And now you start getting the, hey, I have a wife. Would you be interested in joining us? They all try and woo you in. So then it opens your mind. You just start thinking, well, I could try this and I could try this. And so one of the first experiences, I met a guy online and he said he has a girlfriend, but they have an open relationship, which that was new to me. And he said they like to go to sex parties.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is a sex party? Like, I don't know, like, help me through this. And he's, you just need to come experience the sex party. Come as my date. My girlfriend will be there. I said, this is bizarre. I said, I have to meet you for a cocktail before just to make sure you're normal. So we met downtown and we had a cocktail and he was super cute. And I was like, okay, I've never done this, but I'm going to give this a try. And he kind of told me what to expect, that there's going to be multiple people there, that probably more than one person was going to try and be with me, I guess, at that moment. And I was like, okay. So, but I wasn't scared. I was just so turned on by this. This could be really cool. And so we said goodbye. He gave me a kiss, which was great and like enticing. And so then that weekend, I drove to this house all by myself. I had a bottle of vodka in my glove compartment. I took a couple shots before I went in.
Hilarious. A little liquid courage. I get it. I would be nervous.
I'm walking in by myself. This is the part that probably is not so safe because I could be chopped up into bits. But
not at a not a swinger port. Not with them. I don't know. You're not going to get 30 people all together that are all involved in a killing. One person to get 30 people all on board to kill somebody, it's not going to happen. So I think you're safer
True enough, right?
at a location with many people than one on one.
And it was funny. It was like a residential neighborhood. And I'm like, what the hell? So I pull up to this house and I hear music inside. I'm like, okay, that sounds good. So I knock on the door and a couple girls answer the door and they're like, we've been expecting you. And they were so sweet and so nice. And they pulled me into the room and they're like, let's get you a cocktail. We heard this is your first time. So really a great experience right off the bat. Like it wasn't intimidating. I didn't have to walk in alone and people are like standing there just creepily staring at you. So everybody was just chilling and drinking. And so when I walked into the living room though, I did notice, okay, over on the couch, someone's having sex in front of everyone. And I was like, okay, that's kind of hot. And so I really started getting into this sexual spot where I was like, I'm getting really turned on, which is great versus freaked out. So it was a St. Patrick's Day party. And I remember one of the girls handed me like one of those stick-on tattoos. And she said, there's a game going on. You got to put the tattoo somewhere and we'll find it later. I was like, oh, this is kind of hot. So I went into the bathroom and I put it like up on my inner thigh and I was like, okay, I'm just going for it. So I came out and I was like, okay, I'm set. I had a cocktail. I had another shot. And I noticed the guy who invited me there, the one I had met up with. And he came over and just gave me this crazy kiss and then picked me up. So I was straddling him and he's like, I've been waiting for you to get here. Let's go fuck. So we walk up to a bedroom and we just start going at it. Doors open. It was great. It was hot. And then next thing I know, a couple other guys are in there watching. And I was like, what's going on? And so after I had been with him, he got up and the other guy took his turn. It came over and was like, this is great. And then the other one came over and I was blowing him while getting done by the other dude. And
you know what that's
crazy.
Called, right? That's called spit roasting.
It
you
is?
Were spit roasted. Yes. That's what it's called.
I don't even know the names of the terms.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And you've done them all. Yeah, that was a spit roast. How was that for you having like a group of guys all on you?
It was liberating, which sounds dumb, but you know, it was everything that maybe girls had just thought of mm-hmm. doing. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you're just there. And of course, liquid courage and everything helps. But the whole ambiance was just really inviting and chill. And so nobody was, I never felt, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Or this is so intimidating. It just happened so organically. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. Like it felt good. It was sexy. It was great. It's erotic to have someone watching and then have someone join in that you don't even know. And so all of those things, it really, really does. It's awesome.
Oh my God. I have to tell you about the best gummies, THC gummies for SEX. Okay. They are called High Love Gummies by Viya. High Love gummies are going to get your senses going, increase your blood flow, and intensify your sexual experience. Viya also offers zero THC products. So if THC isn't for you, they do have a whole CBD line with products designed for sleep, focus, and energy. What I recommend in their CBD line is the Zen gummies. I promise you, you take one of these, you will not need a melatonin or whatever the fuck you take for falling asleep. This is going to make you tired and you are going to get the best night's sleep with zero hangover the next day. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some High Love gummies. I'm going to tell you, after I placed my first High Love gummies ad, I had people emailing me, one guy in particular that said he had the best night of sex with his wife that he has had in the past 20 years after he took the Viya Hemp High Love gummies. So you got to try them and check them out and then write me and tell me how fucking good they are. Okay. So go get yourself some Viya gummies. And the best part, Viya legally ships in all 50 states with discreet packaging directly to your door. No medical card required. So if you're 21 plus, you're going to get 15% off plus a free pack of award-winning Dreams THC and CBN sleep gummies with my exclusive code STRICTLYANON at ViyaHemp.com. ViyaHemp.com. Use my code STRICTLYANON at ViyaHemp.com or just go to this description, click on the link, and use code STRICTLYANON. Mm-hmm. And you did all those guys? How many guys that night? Do you remember?
Three total.
Okay. That's big. That's a big jump for you.
It's a huge jump. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we wrapped up, obviously, went downstairs. And so then I was just feeling more comfortable for sure. The ice had been broken. And so I went downstairs and I went down and sat on the couch. And I remember one of the girls coming over to me and she's, well, I think we need to find that tattoo. And so I was like, okay. So she's like kissing and licking all over my entire body. I'm like, this is amazing. This is crazy. As everyone is watching. So there's like probably 15 people in the room. And never once did I feel uncomfortable. And then as she's kissing me, she starts to go down. And then a guy comes over and he starts kissing on me. And pretty soon, like I'm sitting there naked and have no qualms about it, which is crazy. Usually you're like, do I look fat? Do I look just caught up in the moment? And so she finds the tattoo, of course, with her mouth, which is amazing, and continues just to be down there on me. And it felt amazing as everyone's watching on. And I have this guy who's kissing on me too. And he puts his dick in my mouth. And I was like, oh my God, like ecstasy, right? Just crazy. And so everybody's watching and we kind of wrap up there and I watch some other people do it. And then I thought, you know what? I think it might be time to go. I've had my fill. This was pretty awesome. So I did end up leaving at that point, but I had done a lot more than I had ever even thought I would. And I felt so good about it, but I never did, which is funny, a sex party again, because I had so much fun and it was so organically right. I thought I might ruin the magic. I didn't want to repeat it for some certain reason. I just thought you can't repeat perfection. That was that. So then I was like, game on, let's try different things. And I was not as scared as I once was to dip my toes in. I was ready to just jump into whatever came my way. So the book, well, actually in the categories you had mentioned, did you pick couples? Were you open to anything? Well, now I was. So I switched my looking for a guy to looking for a couple, looking for anything. So and got all sorts of responses to that. And then really just, it was hours of going through the emails and picking the next one. And so the next one I picked a couple to join, which was really, really interesting. And I had a great time. I went to their house and they were a normal, if you will, normal in quotes, because I think I'm kind of normal couple. And They said they had done this once before, but it's very hard to find a woman that wants to do this, which I get. So I said, yeah, I'm up for it. And how do we do this though? And so we had a couple cocktails in their living room to loosen up. And she goes, well, why don't you go to the restroom and get comfortable? And then we're going to go into the bedroom and start messing around and you can join us. And I said, great. So I went to the bathroom and look in the mirror, like, what am I doing? But I was ready. And obviously the liquid courage helps. And so I got down to my bra and panties and thought, I'm just going to go in there. So when I went into their bedroom, they were both naked and both just making out on the bed. So weren't having sex yet. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to clear my throat and let them know I'm here. And they looked up and they saw me and they made room for me and I climbed right in the middle. And wow, that was a great experience for sure. No one was jealous. That's what you kind of always read about. No one was weird about anything. Everything went. So we started kissing, we started making out. And then next thing I know, he wants to fuck me, which was great. So he was doing that and she was sitting on my face practically. And we tried a lot of new things, or I tried a lot of new things with them. So she did put on a strap on at one point and she got to fuck me, which was very interesting and very sexy. And so I also let him go in the back door as well, which was very...
Did you do it at the same time with her? Was it a DP? Double penetration or
so
separate?
It wasn't. And honestly, a DP is still something that has never happened. But she oiled up the machine, if you will, in the back for him.
Oh my God, Jana.
I know, right? And then he went in, and that was something that I had done maybe like twice in my life. So still very new at it. And it's a weird experience. I don't know. It's definitely not on my must haves.
But how was it being with the woman? That kind of stuff, because that was new for you for sure.
That was new. And I experienced a little bit of it at the sex party when they went down on me. Right.
But you were going down on her this time, right?
I was going down on her. That is very interesting. A woman's body is beautiful, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I always knew that, like, just curvy and soft and much better than a dude's. But gosh, going down on a girl, it was interesting. Uh-huh. It was fun in the moment. It's amazing. Is it something that I aspire to do normally? No. But when you're caught up in the moment and it turns everybody else in the room on. So yeah, it's hard to explain. I don't know. It's good, but it's not great. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. I've heard all different kinds of explanations. It really depends on how into chicks you are. But like in the moment when you're doing stuff, like go there because it's just a part of that hot scenario. But maybe not
exactly
something you would seek out solo just because you're dying to go down on a girl.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got it.
So yeah, it was all part of just the hot, sexy overall. And like I said, I went down and then she kind of just brought it up to my face and was all over every position. The part where she put on a strap on and did that was pretty hot too, because you never feel a girl like that behind you. Mm-hmm. So that was hot. And she did that while I was giving her husband a blowjob, which was even hotter. And then, so it was just a mix of like all great organically happened. One of those things too, where I was like, should I repeat this ever? But you know, as I was leaving, they're like, oh, please be a regular in our sex life. And I was like, I'm not ready to be a regular.
I can imagine why they wanted. How hot were they? Like paint the picture.
So they were like average, above average looking. So they weren't your Ken and Barbie kind of thing, but they were, I would say, in the realm of me, where I think I'm attractive, but not like hot.
Uh-huh. I get it.
So you know what? I found it's very hard to find a hot couple. So when I was going through all of the couples on the website, it was like, if they were so ridiculously hot, they weren't real, because there's a lot of fake ones on there. So, or you'd have a hot guy and not hot girl. And I had to be turned on by who I was going to meet with, even if it was just a guy or a girl and a guy.
Of course.
So I thought they were very attractive and very normal looking. That was also important to me. I didn't want anyone that was going to be crazy that I walked into something that I was unsure of.
Or unsafe. Listen, I think I've been doing my show for 10 years. I don't really do anything like out of the norm. My show has made me feel very vanilla. But what I find is that, and what I think a lot of people think is, especially if you're not in the world, is that these people that do these kinds of things, like all live on like a place called Pervert Island, and they all look different and they're all these weird people. You just think they're like something else. No, they're regular people. They're all normal. Like you keep saying, they're kind of they were normal. Yeah, they are normal. All the people that do these things, they're normal. It's just what they do behind closed doors, but they don't look any different than anybody else. It's not
exactly. Yeah, exactly. So I think, yeah, that just put me in my normal space. So it made me feel not so crazy if they were more normal looking. Totally.
Yeah, cool. Okay. So that was a hot experience.
Very hot. Yes.
But you weren't like down to become like their regular unicorn or anything like that.
No, they asked, and I was like, no, I don't think so. Maybe I'll call you, maybe not, but I knew I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, check mark that box. That was hot. On to the next scenario. What can I find? What can I do? So that was really it for me. And honestly, I never spoke to them again. So kind of interesting. They had called a couple times. I just didn't get back to them. But So went back to the computer, but what was also funny at the time, because I was going through this experience, I think I was just feeling more sexual and more confident in who I was. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the book talks about that, just how I became definitely more self-assured in my own skin. And so I was, if you will, giving off a vibe as I was in public. So I had more organic interactions with people that I would normally probably not have even noticed. So going into a coffee shop and I saw a guy smile at me, and so I smiled back, and then we saw where it went. And he was a painter, like not an artist, but like a house painter. And so met him, and we didn't date, but we hooked up probably 10 times maybe. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of that in the book, just telling of the real world stories as well as the hookups from online too. So, and those happened a couple times outside of the online world. So I would say there's other stories where it didn't go so well online.
I love to hear those stories. I think they're always important. I like to show the good, the bad, the ugly, because that's real life. It's not like everything winds up perfect.
Absolutely. And so I have a lot of those stories where, you know, one guy, he was so hot, and I was like, yeah, let's hook up. And it was going to be kind of vanilla, but let's hook up. And so he told me to meet him at an IHOP.
Hilarious.
Which was, yeah, I was like, where is this going? And so I get there, and he's already seated at a table, and he flags me down. And of course, there's no booze or anything in an IHOP. I'm like, why are we at an IHOP? And he's like, yeah, just get whatever you want. And it was just a weird vibe, but he was so hot. And I thought, oh, okay, I can still make this happen maybe. And so we both had a Diet Coke, I think he had a coffee, whatever. But the funny part is, when we went to leave, he said, we're paying on our own, to the cashier, which I was not expecting.
Oh my God. At fucking IHOP, it's like $6.43 for your whole meal.
Yeah, that's what I had to put off this story, and it was so funny.
Yeah,
and,
what a turn off. Listen up, guys. Don't ever make a girl pay one fucking penny for her bill. I'm sorry. I don't care. I'm old school like that. Don't ever.
I am too.
Come on. You know what I always say, and I think it's very true. Sorry. This is what guys need to hear. This is why we feel this way. When a girl shows up for a date, she's put a lot more money into that date than a guy has. She's got to get her hair done, her nails done. She buys an outfit. Women's clothes are more expensive. We have to do our nails. We have to buy makeup. It's more money. It costs more money to be a girl than it does a guy. So pay for the fucking bill, especially at IHOP. Get over yourself.
100%.
Yes. You know what I mean? Come on. Like, ridiculous.
Yeah. Even with AFF, right? When we went out, every single guy paid for cocktails. as they should, and it makes an impression.
And if you're talking like old school male female roles, if you want to be like the man, like the man takes the girl, she throws him over his arm and he fucks her, like that's what girls want. And a part of that throwing over is like paying the bill. It's like it makes a woman feel like she's with a man, not a, someone beneath her that can't even afford, you know, pancakes.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
So true. Oh my goodness. But it got worse. It did. Each of our bills was like $2.
Yeah. How embarrassing.
So he goes to pay and his card is declined.
Oh my God.
Right. And here now I'm just completely turned off. Like I'm looking at the sweet little cashier girl and I'm laughing because it's just funny now. And she's almost embarrassed for the guy. And he's not even embarrassed. He's like, what do you mean it's not going through? And I'm like, dude, your card's not going through for $2. There's a problem here. So I paid for both with $6 or something like that. And then when we went outside, he followed me to my car. And I'm just like, I want to leave. I'm hungry. You didn't even feed me. He walks me to my car. And is, I can tell he's going to lean in to kiss me. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me, dude. Go home, beat it. We're done here. Kick rocks. This isn't going to happen. And he literally just stood there. So I got in my car, I left, and I went to McDonald's for the drive-thru because I was starving and wrote him off. So there was lots of different experiences. There was one experience, a girl reached out to me. She said, her boyfriend had always wanted to be with another girl and it was his birthday and she wanted to give me as a gift. I thought this could be fun.
The world's most exciting podcast, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
I'm Michael Savage. Host of the Savage Nation podcast, home of borders, language, and culture. Hear my new podcast each week as I speak with top guests from around the world. Right now, we have over 700 shows in our library featuring interviews with world leaders, scientists, faith teachers, and more, including President Donald Trump, Prime Minister of Israel, Ehud Barak, Edward Teller, the father of the hydrogen bomb, Jerry Falwell, and so much more. Conversations and commentary you cannot find anywhere else. Other guests have included Samuel Cohen, the father of the neutron bomb, Breitbart's Alex Marlowe, the great author Peter Schweitzer, Colonel Douglas McGregor. Be here or be nowhere. The Savage Nation Podcast. Catch the Michael Savage Podcast on all podcast platforms every Tuesday and every Friday.
Right, so we meet at a bar. Really good looking couple. And I was like, this is awesome. So I sat with her boyfriend and she wanted me to just start flirting with him, like hardcore flirting. And before she even told him what was up. So I sat with him at the bar and I was, you know, like, dude, you're good looking. I can't even imagine what you'd be like in bed. Like I was like laying it on thick. And
oh my God,
confidence, my confidence was just huge from all of the past year. And so he was blushing and he didn't know what to say. You could tell because his girlfriend was in the bar. And then all of a sudden she came over and she was like, happy birthday. And he couldn't believe it, which was hilarious. So she walked away and was doing whatever. And so we were flirting and chatting. And then he goes, hang on a minute. And he got up and he went over to his girlfriend. And then she came back to me and said, you know what? He's not feeling it. This isn't going to work.
What do you mean?
And I was, that's what I said. I was like, what's going on here? And we had traded phone numbers and he was really into it. And I was like blown away. And I was like, oh, okay. And she goes, we're going to leave. I'm so sorry. I said, yeah, my ego is a little bruised, whatever. And so they leave. And about 15 minutes later, I get a text from him. And he says, I'm so sorry. I had to lie to her and say I wasn't attracted to you because I want you all to myself.
Oh, what a scumbag.
So, yeah. Well, yeah.
On his birthday, like fucking over his girlfriend that just threw him a bone, a threesome, and he's going to now cheat on her behind her back.
He is. Yes. And
douche.
even worse thing is I went over to his house. Yes. So total scumbag. I go to his house.
But that's what you're there for. You don't care. You're just looking, you're not going to date this guy.
Yeah. Afterwards, definitely is not my thing to be a homewrecker and everything else. I went there. The sex was incredible. He had this fantasy of like me being in his favorite football jersey, just the jersey, waiting to be fucked in front of the fireplace. So I reenacted the whole thing for him. We did it all night long, even into the morning. And then when I was leaving, I get a text from his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I thought something was weird. So I drove past the house and saw her car. And he's an asshole and you're a bitch and that just the whole, and I felt awful. And she had texted him and then he texted me. She knows I don't care. And I was like, nah, this is not for me.
Yeah, like, not too much drama.
Yeah, so much drama. I do not want to be in a triangle because I do not want a relationship. So we're going to have to peace out here because it was a great night, but, and he, I had to end up blocking him. He just kept blowing up my phone and they had split up, but you know, so there was things that didn't always turn out the best.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote about those in the book because I want people to know it's not all sunshine and rainbows when you're online dating.
Listen, any dating, if you were just talking about regular vanilla dating stories, I have a story where a guy didn't want to pay for the movie ticket. I had to pay for my own. Same shit. It's just yours involves more sex. But whenever you're in that dating world, there's horror stories and there's great stories. We know that there is a happy ending to your story at the end, but you had a lot of super hot experiences, right? Like how many couples, like if you had to count or say, you know, do you know how many like kind of hookups you had, whether good or bad?
I probably had right around 25, which, you know, I was like, and that was the other thing. So guys can hook up with however many girls and get praised for it. And we're deemed as sluts when we do that. And it was just like, I don't care. Like I'm an adult. I'm coming into my sexual peak here. Like I want to embrace and figure out exactly what I need to make me happy. Because clearly my old marriage did not make me happy. So it was really just, when I say it was an exploration, it was fun. I dabbled in a little bit of everything, but it was really trying to figure out, what do I want? Do I want to live in this lifestyle? Do I want to have threesomes all the time? What do I want? Do I want a woman? And all of this just helped me figure out what I needed to be happy.
And what was that?
So, well, with the happy ending, this kind of went on for about a year and a half.
Okay. And was it like just couple, was it a mix of everything, like those 25 experiences? Was it threesomes and more couples? And yeah, I know you never went to a sex party again, but was it just like that same kind of stuff? Did you ever do two guys?
I did two guys at once. I met up with a super hot guy. He was actually a baseball player, so hot. We ended up hooking up and then he had me come to his house the next day and he's like, I got a surprise. So I get there and his buddy is there as well. And I was like, this is going to be crazy good. They were both so hot and it was amazing. So, but yeah, like blowing two guys at once, super hot. Definitely. I recommend that. And I did that a couple times. So yeah, lots of different stories, but you know, I was towards that end of the year, I was like, okay, I think I'm kind of done with this, right? I've checked all the boxes and I was on AFF one last time and there was this cute guy and I reached out to him and I said, maybe one last time. And he, super cute, was away. He worked out of town and then he was on vacation. So ultimately, like I wouldn't see him for the next 6 weeks. And I said, well, this is too much to get laid, right? I don't want to keep texting you. But we ended up texting and keeping in touch and calling. And we developed this friendship, and which I think really started the foundation of the happy ending. And we fell in love, which is crazy. And we are still together, still married, after 15 years now. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, and I tell all about meeting him. I still met him on AFF, and we didn't tell anyone for a long time because we're like, nobody's going to take our relationship serious because we met on an adult website. But we really were both two normal people who just like some freaky stuff every once in a while. And he had worked out of town, so that's why he was on there. It was so much easier to come back to town and hook up and versus date. And so it's just crazy how we build this relationship. And when we first got together, we thought because we had met on an adult website, we had to be, our sex life had to be crazier than just a normal sex life. So we met with a couple and we like traded partners. So he was with the guy's wife and I was with the guy and all in the same room. And it wasn't my thing because all of a sudden I was in love.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, now you're like humping my husband, boyfriend at the time. But I was like, I love him. So I don't want to see him doing that. So it was an evolution of how I kind of not got to be more vanilla because our sex life is off the chart still. And after 15 years, I think that does help that we were able to meet there and have, we both have a strong sexual drive and know that about each other, but also find the normality too of a relationship. So it's a funny evolution.
And can I ask you a question? Because I was wondering this the whole time, like while you were doing all this stuff, did any of your girlfriends know, or was this a very secret life that you were leading?
Great question. It was a complete secret life.
Mm-hmm.
And now, so I have, since I've written the book and put it all out there, I told my closest girlfriends, obviously let them read the book. And I was embarrassed. And then they were like, we all think this stuff. You just had the balls to put it out there. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it was like, now I'm 48 years old and I have a 17-year-old daughter. And like I said, I've been with my husband 15 years. I don't care anymore. I do know that people think this way and women want to be craved and ravished and all of these things. And just either they're too scared to try it or they're too scared to say anything about it.
Yeah, I always feel like a lot of times when people are very judgmental and very anti something, I'm like, where does that really come from? I get if something's not for somebody, right? Not everything is for everybody, and I get that. But when someone has such a strong reaction and they're so judgy, yet they're listening to my fucking show, I'm kind of like, maybe you just kind of wish you were this person. When you just don't have the balls to do it or whatever, your shame is holding you back, whatever it is. But maybe there's an underlying, I wish I was fucking doing this same shit underneath all of that judgmental stuff. It's like the guy who's so anti-gay men. He's like probably sucking dick on the set or wish he could. Like, where is that coming from? Why are you so anti it? I get it. Like I said, I get not being into something, but when there's that strong emotion behind it, I think it does come from people who like maybe wish that they did have the balls to try these things out. Who's not curious? I don't understand people that aren't curious.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and I'm finding that, like I said, the book came out on April 2nd and mm-hmm. I'm already getting reviews back from so many women saying, oh my goodness, I wish I had the courage. I wish I had the balls to try some of this. Maybe I will. What's that website called?
Yeah, I love that.
So yeah, I think I'm really happy with the way things turned out. And I think I had to do that exploration mm-hmm. to figure that out. And I just encourage other women to do that because it was fun too, right? I had a good time. And so that's always cool, but it really boosted my confidence and made me figure out who I was.
So you wouldn't say that you ever had any kind of shame or regret about what you did or anything like that, correct? Like you just learned more about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely no shame, no embarrassment. At the time, I was and lived without telling anyone. But now that it's come out, you just realize how many other people are in the same boat, right? Either trapped in a like sexless marriage or wanting to touch a woman and be with a woman or whatever it is. But yeah, then I was like, no, I can empower people, hopefully, to to journey themselves and to figure out what they want. So no regrets whatsoever.
And especially women, I think. I don't have to change your voice, right? Because you're like out and proud. And typically I'm changing people's voices, but you sound so vanilla to me. What I love about that person is that person can really inspire other people just like you. That it is, because you kept saying, I'm normal. I wanted normal people. Like, you're a normal woman that anyone would know. And this is what you tried and did. A lot of times you started off in the beginning, you said something like, everyone I think has these thoughts at some point, especially women. And I think a lot of women don't put them on the table or sometimes even allow themselves to have those thoughts. But I think women are becoming bolder. The younger generation is very different. But I do love when people put these kinds of stories out there, because I do think that you can give other people the courage to maybe go out and explore themselves. You don't have to wind up doing it for the rest of their lives, right? You had this happy ending. You'd been there, done that, tried a whole bunch of things, and then came out on the other side doing what you wanted to do. It all worked out, which I love. And like you said, they're going to read your book. They're going to find out there was bumps on the road. It's not like perfect. That's real life. But it was a positive experience for you. Like, you grew from it.
100%. Yes. And I would encourage anyone to, and obviously you don't have to be with couples and do whatever makes you comfortable, but right. Yes. Or go to the candy store and pick one of every flavor.
Exactly.
Totally up to whatever one feels comfortable with, but it's worth exploring. Like I said, I don't regret anything and I had a great time.
Yeah, I love it. Let me just ask you one last question. Like, why did you decide to write a book about it? Are you a writer anyway? Or were you like, oh my God, I got to tell this story and help other people? Why the book?
I've always loved to write. And I think so many people, again, were like, I always should write a book. I never do. So I just sat down one day and I was like, you know what? If I can inspire anyone, I really started thinking like, I'm going to embrace this story. I'm not going to be ashamed of it. I'm not going to be embarrassed by it. And I told my girlfriend one day, and she's, you should really write a book.
Yeah.
And I thought, even the bad stories, the IHOP stories, are too funny not to share, because you go on these dates and it's, you get embarrassed because the guy sees you and leaves. Well, you know what? It's all superficial at that point when you're online dating. So everybody goes through it, and don't be embarrassed. Laugh at it. Be able to laugh at yourself.
Because people can relate and people want to know they're not alone.
Totally. So I just started writing. I wrote a couple chapters and actually knew a publisher and sent a note to them and said, hey, just tell me if this is like a stupid pastime that nobody should ever read or it's good. And she wrote back and she said, this is amazing. Like, you need to keep telling the story. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. And so I wrote the book and it got published and I just couldn't be happier. It turned out really well. So
yeah, I love it. Listen, this is right up my listener's alley. I think it's great that you wrote this story out. I think especially from a woman's point of view. And I will put a link to, I guess it's on Amazon or anywhere, right? You send me the link that you want me to put on for people to go and buy the book, because they're going to hear a lot more stories. They got a good overview here, but I'm assuming you detail all those 25 experiences in the book, all the good stuff, the bad stuff, also more about your guy, right? All that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
So send me the link, Jana. If you could send me a pic of you for my Patreon, I don't know, do you put your face out there or do you put yourself out there at all? I do.
So okay. I'll send you a picture. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll put a pic on. I'll have it on my Patreon. I'm going to put a link to your book. It's called Happy Endings. And I love it. I think it's a great story. Thanks so much for calling and sharing it with my audience. And I hope a lot of people go and buy your book, because I think it's important for those stories to be out there.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This was a blast.
Yeah.
Truly.
Awesome. Jana, thanks so much for calling in.
Oh, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to be on the Strictly Anonymous podcast because you have an interesting, naughty story to tell while remaining anonymous, you could be on the show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a naughty confession, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on either Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. And if you want to sign up for my Patreon, You're not only supporting my show, but you're going to get all of these episodes early and ad-free. You're going to get anonymous pics of all of my guests. Most of the girls send me in anonymous hot pics of themselves, and some of the guys are sending me in anonymous pics as well. You also get access to my private Discord, where people are getting super naughty. If you sign up for my Discord, you could post whatever you want and talk to my other listeners. To sign up for my Patreon, just go to patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The links and everything else I spoke about are all in the description. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, situation you can't talk about to anyone, or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous.